both decisions represent an atomic bomb that has been dropped on the family and of marriage. An atomic bomb. One, the ruling out in California Proposition 8 says that the people of the state don't have a right to determine what's best for them. The judges must decide what's best for them. And this is judicial activism at its worst. It is a judicial dictatorship. So I'm very much disappointed with the ruling on Proposition 8. As it relates to DOMA, it says that states that have same-sex marriage laws, those persons will be able to get federal benefits. Those states that don't will not. And Maryland is going to have an influx of people coming in here in those other states and the district to get married and go back to their home states strictly to get those benefits. I think it is a situation where people are going to be crossing district lines, state lines, and it's going to be a nightmare for HR people to determine if I'm a mega corporation, who gets this, who gets what, and it's going to be a bureaucratic nightmare. I'm not saying what it does to the moral fiber of our nation. It's a bomb. It's an atomic bomb. It kills the family. It kills marriage. And going farther into the future, there are unforeseen, undetermined, unfathomable lawsuits that will emanate from this to try to untangle this mess that the Supreme Court and the state of Maryland has given us.
Any way to repair the damage from what you call an atomic bomb? Is there anything that the General Assembly can or will do in order to address this?
Not in Maryland. The gay and lesbian lobby in Maryland is powerful. You have lobbyists who are afraid to go against certain persons who are in strategic positions if they want to get their bills through. The lesbian and gay lobby is strong. It's very strong. There is nothing we can do, as I see it, but go on with our work as families, as churches. But there's nothing we can really, really do.
Curious of your reaction to the decision yesterday from the Supreme Court on the Voting Rights Act, and in that was another civil rights issue, and they basically struck down part of a landmark civil rights legislation. Then today, the Supreme Court ruled, some would argue, made a civil rights decision extending to another class. And I'm just curious your reaction to both to in the context of these decisions this week.
Yesterday's decision, which struck down Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act, is detrimental, very destructive. Because certain states in the South and other states would have to get pre-clearance before they made any changes that might affect voting laws or voting rights as they relate to African Americans. That does not have to happen anymore. The southern states are already, Mississippi, the state from which I've come, has already moved to put voter ID in place. And so we're going to see a gradual chipping away of the voting rights that we fought so hard to get and many died for. It's a chipping away of our rights, and it's going to happen. The thing is, with preclearance, you were turned down if you had the wrong motives beforehand. Now, with pre-clearance, Section 5 out, you do your dirt first, and then you try to come back after the fact and fix it up. That takes money, that takes time, and it takes lawsuits. So it's a bad, bad, bad decision. Secondly, on the Texas school situation, it is bad in the sense that it chips slightly away at affirmative action. I guess the court did say that they've drawn a narrow band around affirmative action, saying to the school in Texas, if you're going to do this, you got to be sure that it is legal and it is tightly, strictly drawn. So I'm sort of ambivalent about that.
Final question. You announced earlier this week that you wouldn't run for a sixth term. What impact did the debate over same-sex marriage have on your decision not to run for another term?
Everything. I am unalterably, I am unchangeably against same-sex marriage. It is detrimental to the family. It's detrimental to education. It's detrimental to the economy. And I am very disgusted that the President of the United States backed this initiative. And I think this is the reason why he's having so many problems now.